Vatican Radio's film critic Peter Malone talks to me about a film that he says he is glad he saw. It's entitled The Lady, and it's director Luc Besson's portrait and tribute to Aung San Suu Kyi, one of the most significant public figures of the late 20th, early 21st century, a strong woman and political leader. As you say right at the end of your review, the film was completed before the election results of 2011, but it's extremely topical at this moment on the world stage, isn't it?
Well, just some short time ago, Aung San Suu Kyi actually took her seat in the Burmese parliament, and I think she has 40 members in her party. So when you think of the 25 years or more that she experienced house arrest, it's been an extraordinary change, and whatever's going to happen to Burma seems to be a greater acceptance, especially by the United States. I notice Australia's dropping some of the sanctions. There may be change, and I think she has become one of the 20th century heroic political figures, really.
Absolutely. You say that you are glad that you saw this film and that you were moved by it.
Yes, you know headlines and you hear news reports, or there might be documentaries, but this really is, I would suggest, a portrait of her, therefore not a complete picture. I noticed some of the people commenting, that it didn't do justice to the political background of Burma from the 1940s and the revolution in the 1960s and the military takeover, but I think you go and see documentaries for that. And I don't think it's not a thorough biography either, but it does present Aung San Suu Kyi very much as a woman, as a wife and a mother, as well as a political leader. And I found it very moving, really.
Violence has erupted on the streets of Rangoon.
It does follow a chronological order. It starts with the assassination of her father, who actually fought and won the independence for Burma. So she was seen as the only woman who could continue in the struggle for freedom.
You are the only person who can lead Burma into democracy now.
But she had to leave the country after his assassination in 1947. And so she was living in England, and she married an Englishman. So the film, after that introduction, actually takes us to 1998, when he has terminal cancer. And then it goes back 10 years to when Aung San Suu Kyi had to go back to Burma when her own mother was terminally ill.
How long are you going to be away?
A week, or maybe two.
And, of course, she couldn't leave after that. And while she was there, people appealed to her to form a party and to lead them politically.
Your father fought and won independence for Burma. Here's an opportunity to finish what he began.
So it goes through the 10 years from 88 to 98 again.
Aung San Suu Kyi, housewife, a mother of two, emerged today as Burma's bright new hope for the future.
Especially the struggles, the behaviour of the generals, then her internment in her own house, persecution of her followers.
They were picking people up and taking them away.
Where are they taking them?
Some visits from her husband and her two sons from England, but eventually by the mid-90s, they weren't allowed to do that either.
You are free to choose your husband and children or your country.
And what kind of freedom is that?
So there's a sadness there when her husband dies and she's not able to be by his side in his final illness. But they had agreed that she had to stay in Burma, because otherwise, if she left, she wouldn't be allowed back and they would lose all the momentum.
We have always shared a common dream for Burma. I have always considered it to be the very thing that bound us.
So, in a sense, that's the drama, but it's also the portrait, and especially from 1988 to 1998.
It was her husband who put her name forward for the Nobel Peace Prize, which she actually was awarded in 1991.
Yes, that's a significant part of the film. You see him in his approaches to people, and the suggestion is preparing the dossier for the Nobel Prize Committee.
There's still no sign that the Burmese military will release Aung San Suu Kyi.
We, her family, are denied any contact with her whatsoever.
And the announcement, and I don't know whether this happened quite the same way in reality, but she was able to listen to the broadcast from Oslo, even though there was a blackout, but her friend and associate in the house was able to find some batteries, so they were able to pick up the ceremony where her older son made the speech.
The Nobel Prize laureate Aung San Suu Kyi.
If you die, your people...
So, again, quite some moving moments in the film itself, and reminding us that she got the Nobel Peace Prize.
Obviously, the film couldn't be filmed in Burma, but you say that the locations in Thailand do give the film a feel for the people and the Burmese history.
Yes, it's just across the border, so I suppose it's six of one, half a dozen of the other in terms of Burma and Thailand. Though I'll tell you what, I got a big shock over 20 years ago going to a museum in Bangkok, and I hadn't realised the hostility over centuries between the Thais and the Burmese. But I suppose with the last decades, there's been some kind of rapport, especially people coming over the border into Thailand. But yes, it was filmed in Thailand, and the actress herself is Malaysian.
She looks very much like Aung San Suu Kyi.
Doesn't she? You would think she was, you know, the real person. It's Michelle Yeoh who... has been in a lot of martial arts films over the years, even a James Bond film, but I thought she brought such dignity to this performance of Aung San Suu Kyi, her manner, her walk, mode of dressing, her way of speaking.
Every day brings new atrocities.
Almost flawless, perhaps almost like a saint. And just when you're thinking that, she has a discussion about her faults and that she's not a saint. But on the other hand, she has, I suppose, manifested over the decades a consistency of behaviour which is highly moral, highly good, an excellent person.